Austin Stoke of the Arweva Rockets baseball team, head coach there, is joining us here this morning, I should say, as we talk Arweva Rockets baseball, their season here. Once it kind of got wrapped up not too long ago against West Harrison, kind of a tough loss there, 12-2. But on the season this year, went 10-10 with a conference record of 9-7 in a very competitive Rolling Valley Conference. Coach Stoke, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Tyler.
Absolutely. So, Austin, I know that we have, we've kind of been talking throughout, right before we went on. You and I have played football over at Arweva. We know this team through and through. We saw these kids kind of grow up throughout the years. An exciting time at Arweva Rockets baseball, because you guys go out to go 10-10 on the season. Kind of a good season for you guys, going at 500, going to get some really tough teams. Talk to me in general. How do you feel the season went for you guys?
As a whole, I thought the season went pretty well, you know, versus last year. I told our guys they got to have some perspective going from a goose egg last year to having 10 wins this year. The hitting was down a little bit, but, you know, the fielding-wise, we were pretty solid for the most part. We had a few timely errors that lost us a couple games. Pitching, you know, we had some walks every once in a while that were timely as well, but that's just a game of baseball. So overall, I was really proud of our guys and how we competed, especially with basically 10 healthy guys on the roster.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that question. You know, this is a team that has been smaller compared to other 1A schools in the area, like Lyndon Ralston, ICAM, Manning. You guys come out with 10 guys, it looks like, and a lot of young guys, which is really good. You're going to be returning a lot of really good talent this next year. Talk to me about some of the challenges you guys have had with such a small roster.
Well, when you only have 10 guys, it's hard to get combinations in the field. You know, if we got Will Regaler on the mound, then you got to find somebody to put at shortstop or at third base or a catcher. And same thing with Cooper Cook. Cooper actually developed as a junior. He developed into being a good catcher for us this year, kind of unexpected. But Coop did a good job of doing it, playing that role for the team. And, it's challenging just to have combinations. And if you have a couple guys that are, you know, kind of hurting, you know, we had a couple guys with pulled hamstrings. So that made things very tough on the base paths. You know, you don't really have anybody to courtesy run or to pinch run, especially if you have a DH, which Tim Dose was our DH sometimes this year, which gives us no subs to put in. So thankfully, we didn't have any real big injuries throughout the year. Wade Regaler, as an eighth grader, he hurt his hip back in track season, so he was out the whole year. Mm-hmm. But during the season, we didn't have anybody that got majorly hurt. Like I said, we have a few pulled hamstrings, but the guys really powered through that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, looking back on this season, I mean, you guys started off really, really hot. You guys went 5-0 to start the season, wins over teams like Coon Rapids, Baird, South Central Calhoun, Glen Ralston, Boyer Valley, and then, of course, Exira, a big 3-2 win there. Talk to me about that beginning of the season, you know, starting off 5-0 against some really tough competition. What was it kind of like starting off really, really well?
Yeah, it was exciting. Like I said before, coming off of an 0-10 COVID season last year, very exciting. Our guys started with a lot of energy, going 5-0. Like you said, we had a couple nice wins, but it's one thing to win games, and it's another thing to sustain winning games and sustain the whole ropes of attitudes and effort and all that stuff. You know, baseball is a long season. Especially when you start throwing months before the season starts. But, our guys did a good job of starting the season hot. And we had a little skid there. We lost a couple games, but our conference was tough this year, especially the top of the conference was very tough. And our guys understood that. But, you know, most games, for the most part, that we lost, we felt like we were in. We just couldn't come out with a victory.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, I also kind of look at these wins against teams that are still probably in the playoffs. I mean, Coon Rapids Baird going up against Ogden here on Saturday. You got a win off of them early on in the season. Unfortunately, lost the rematch there. But, you know, you got to be happy. You know, you mentioned an 0-10 record a winless record last year of a COVID season. That was kind of weird. And you come back and win 10 games. So that must make you kind of excited about this squad coming into 2022.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because last year we lost one terrific senior in Dalton Edwards, so we returned a lot of guys. And this year we're going to be losing two outfielders in Luke Smith and Jeffrey Molina going into next year. We're going to be two guys short, but otherwise most of the guys are going to be returning. You know, we don't have the most numbers, but we have guys who they come and they want to show up and they want to get better each day. And that makes it really easy for us coaches to have good kids that want to work. And, yeah, we're excited going into the 2022 season.
Absolutely. And talk to me about the impact that Jeffrey Molina and Luke Smith had. Of course, brothers, they have brothers who are either in the school system or came out of the school system recently. What is kind of the impact that those two had?
Tyler, as you know, it's a big impact, especially you beat a small school in the camaraderie. You know, Jeff and Luke, really good guys to have around. Great leaders. They love being around the other guys. Always wanted to get better, do the right thing. They invested a lot into our WEVA between sports, you know, student council and things of that nature. And us coaches, we love being invested in kids like that too. It makes things easy on us. I coach Jeff in three different sports, and I coach Luke in two different sports. So you develop relationships with your kid that will always last. And yeah, good kid for our program, and I wish him nothing but the best in their futures.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing I wanted to ask you about, Austin, you know, you come back to a school that you've played for before, a lot of great times that we had together on football and track and everything. And you come back to coach these kids that you knew as little kids looking up to you in high school. Talk to me about sort of your emotions and your feelings about coming back to our WEVA and coaching, and especially doing it with, Jake Danner by your side.
To put it bluntly, it's a pretty big dream come true for me. It's crazy because I, you know, when I was in high school, I played five sports. I loved our WEVA. I loved everything about it. And I always kind of wanted to give back. And coaching is a nice way for me to stay in the sports, to stay involved with the kids in the community. Yeah, it's, you know, there's some days that are tough with work, especially during the summertime, but it's absolutely nothing I'm going to complain about because, like I said earlier, we have great kids that are easy to work with, mm-hmm. And it's great having an assistant and Jake. You know, we've been through the ropes. We've been doing this together we grew up together, next door neighbors, and we both went through all the sporting programs together. We know what it takes. We kind of have a system going of how we like to do things, and Jake's knowledge is obviously over the top with every sport. So yeah, it's nice having Jake around. As the assistant, he helps a lot with football as well. So, yeah, it's a dream come true. If you want me to just be honest about it,
yeah.
I never thought I'd be this lucky being able to coach three different sports, but in a tight-knit community like this, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Absolutely, and you know this baseball team is really going to be something awesome to watch in 2022. You just talk about the development from one year to another. I know last year was kind of a weird year for everyone around the states. You know, you come off of a no spring season. You got athletes that are coming back out for baseball and everything. Talk to me about some of the things you're looking to develop in these kids come next season. Is it hitting? Is it pitching? Is it defensive moves? What are some of the areas you'd like to see improved? Come next year?
I think it varies, Tyler, to be honest. It varies from kid to kid. Obviously, you have the little things they need to work on. But one thing I was proud about with our guys is for this year is the fact that, you know, they went 0-10 last year. They lost. They had five games that they lost that were very close games that we could have come out on top with. But we didn't become complacent with losing. You know, like I said, we started out 5-0. We started out hot, but the guys just battled. They kept battling, and our guys. Going into next year, I would say one thing that we really need to improve on is our bats as a team, and our guys need to understand that, you know, 3, 4, or 5 runs being down in baseball is nothing once you get hitting going. Things get contagious, so I'm just looking for our guys to get some contagious spells of hitting next year, because once you hit, you know, it makes things a lot better on your pitcher. You get run support. It takes pressure off all your defense in general. So I would say the big thing is continue to have attention to detail. in the field and at the plate. And we need to make sure that every time we go up to the plate, our mindset is to have a base hit or drive in some runs when we have guys on base.
Absolutely. And, you know, I take a look at this Rolling Valley Conference that's really started to develop here the last couple of years. You look at Caminita, that's the top of the conference, 23-6. Coon Rapids Baird, again, who's going to that final here on Saturday. And really good, strong teams in this Rolling Valley Conference. So how do you feel about the conference moving forward? I know there's some really tough competition coming up, but it looks like your guys are up for the challenge.
Yeah, we are. And we have competitors. We have guys that want to compete. They want to win. The conference is it's not going to be any easier next year. Cam, I think they only have one senior, and they're an absolute powerhouse this year the way it is. Coon Rapids, you take a look, we beat them first game of the year, but good gosh, John does a heck of a job with getting them ready to go as the season goes on. They get better and better. They're going to bring it to the table every single year. Woodbine's always solid. They get first game against them, they threw Corey Banham. He's a heck of a kid, heck of a pitcher, and they do a nice job down there. And then teams like EHK took one from us this year. West Harrison, we split with them in the regular season, and they dumped it on us in a couple innings in districts. But there's some young potential on a lot of other teams as well, not just ours. So our guys, like I said, they know what it takes, and they're going to have to work for it. They're going to have to work for it next year.
Absolutely. And the one thing I've been kind of asking some of these teams around the area, since they have smaller teams that are going up against 1A, even 2A schools. I know you guys went up against South Central Calhoun once the season, even Esac County as well. How would you kind of describe your team and your guys? Would it be scrappy? Would it be tenacious? What would be some words to kind of describe your team this year?
I would say silently resilient is how I would put it, Tyler. We are a very quiet ball club, but which has its goods and its bads. You know, when you get momentum going, you want to try to keep it on your side. But the resilient part is we're silently always working. Our guys, they're not the most vocal guys, but they're always going to do their job. I feel like the pre-pitch movements and stuff like that, the mental aspect was pretty good this year. We have Harley Molina at third base and Blaine Smith as an eighth grader that played second base most of the year. Those guys did a heck of a job for as young as they are. So, we just need to keep developing confidence and be confident in everything we do at the field and at the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the kind of last thing that we saw from you guys, of course, was that West Harrison game. It was a 12-2 final there. But, I look at this here, you guys up 2-0 coming into the third inning. And then, yep. That fourth, fifth, sixth inning was just kind of tough there. Walk me through that contest. I know that was a tough one to kind of watch. But what was kind of the whole story of that matchup?
Yeah, it was tough. Going into that one, we had just beat them 2-1 down at third place. About a week and a half before district started. Our guys got off to a good start. We're up 2-0 going in the fourth inning, getting guys on base. Our defense was making plays. Cooper was pitching well on the mound. Jeff and Molina had a nice diving catch in right field, and actually Braden Kirsch had him as well a little bit later on in the game. But in the fourth inning, we had a couple errors that allowed some line shots to get by us, and they produced runs, and they started hitting the ball very well, and it became contagious. That's just how the game of baseball works when you start hitting the ball. And they ended up scoring six in the fourth inning. And then the next couple of innings, they tacked on a few more in each of those innings. We brought in Connor Kirsch and Willie Galler at the mound. We just couldn't really seem to get in a groove at the mound. And it doesn't help when we couldn't get any run support, any more run support than the first few innings. We scored those two runs. So, that's just kind of the way the ball rolls. That's how baseball is sometimes. Like I said, we started out well across the board, and we couldn't battle back from the adversity that they gave us with their hitting spell they went on.
Right. And, knowing these guys and how hungry they are to win, I think they're really going to take this final West Harrison game of the season and really just use it as momentum for the 2022 season.
Yeah, I hope they do. And we lost some close games this year. And it was like that last year as well. And, you know, I had a couple guys that they kept saying before the season started in practice and stuff, I just kind of heard them mumble, you know, remember what 0-10 feels like. So I hope our guys come back with the same mentality. Yeah, we went 10-10 this year, but I think that they understand that they are capable of putting a lot more wins on the record. But I think they're going to come ready. Like you said, we have competitive guys that are hungry, and they know what they need to work on. And I have full belief that they're going to work on it and improve on the things that they need to, not just for themselves, but for the team as a whole.
Absolutely. You know, we look ahead, 2022 is on the horizon. You got the football season coming up as well. And you're as busy as ever as well. So kind of talk to me just one more time, you know, overall, how do you feel about this season? You know, it's 10-10. It's progress forward. What's kind of the overall lookout for next year? Where do you want to be next year?
I want to have guys that, and I know I will. We do a good job of, we have fun, but we understand when it's time to buckle down and get focused. Our guys do an excellent job of finding the happy medium line there. And I look for leadership. We have, we'll have five seniors, you know, out of our 10, 12, 13 guys that we might have next year. I look for a lot of leadership. I look for our upperclassmen setting a good example, you know, the group of five that is there. And Will, Coop, Connor, Damon, and Braden, them guys have done so well for us in every single sport, and I look for them to continue to set the bar high and set the tone for our younger classmen that are going to be kind of forced in the fire, just like Blaine Smith, an eighth grader, kind of was this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Austin, is there anything else you'd like to kind of mention when it comes to this team outlook for next year that maybe I didn't ask you here today?
I don't think so. I think you pretty much nailed it, Tyler. Just again, want to give a lot of thanks to Jeffrey Molina and Luke Smith. Them guys have been heck of guys. I've really enjoyed coaching them in every sport that they went out for, and just good kids. And I have full belief that they will excel in whatever they choose to in their future. And going to give a shout out to you guys as a radio station. We thank you guys, you and Jeff and everybody else, for everything that you do. Shout out to the newspaper, Janine at the Observer. Jake Danner, my assistant, he just does a hell of a job. I wouldn't want anybody else doing it with us. And shout out to the kids, and most importantly, for all the hard work that they put in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good note to end on. Voila. Austin, again, thank you so much for joining us here on our postseason interviews. Of course, we'll see you during the football season. Hopefully some good wins to come from this Arweva squad coming up in the 2021 season. And we'll hopefully see you at that point.
You bet, Tyler. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.